I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Is anyone else having trouble keeping track of the months? Like, he's saying, wake me up when September ends. And I was like, when is it right now? Is September ending soon? I'm like, that's right. It's March. Okay. We're a year into this thing.
Yeah, I think that, sure, different problems, different weeks about the day or the, but right now, because it's March, because a lot of the news is, you know, 1 year we've been in this. No, I'm pretty clear. It's March. It's been a year.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow will be, well, I guess Saturday, technically the 13th. The last day we were on the air was March 13th, Friday the 13th. And we sort of, I think we found out like maybe the day before. They're like, tomorrow's going to be your last day, or make sure
you know what?
Get ready to get out
of
here. I
had floated the question to them, to management, like a week prior, sort of worrying about what
would, how would we do that?
What's going to happen?
Right.
And they actually, I think the whole company started to freak out and figure it out, you know, that week. I think it was like, it went down within a week.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't
right. It was
because of anything
crazy.
I said, for sure, but it was just one of those. I was starting to see what was happening in the news and going, I don't know what I'm going to do.
This is feeling kind of real.
Yeah, this is not good.
Yeah, it's a.
It's
hard to believe it's been a year. And on the other hand, it's just, in some ways it seemed like the longest year. In other ways, it's like, how is it a year already? But it's I've had this a couple times too, because all the days are so similar. That I'm like, when is this? Like, normally you'd be out and you sort of have, like, you know, visual clues. Oh, look, Halloween stuff. Oh, Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. Oh, people at the beach. But I just feel so not connected to it. Like, I'm just floating around in a time capsule. Hello. Hello, I'm in here.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway,
it doesn't help that you've got that the banner behind you makes you seem very much like you're in a capsule. It's so close to you.
I am. Well, it's because it's so. See, if I push it back even a little, like the edges start to show. So I got to pull it.
Oh, I got to get a bigger jalopy.
Let me. John would love that. He's really into this thing. He doesn't ever throw it around and throw it to the ground.
I see him walking by. Damn jalopy.
I know. Well, the thing is, when you there's these two folding doors right here. And it's kind of like, no matter which side you open up, it's in your way. And it's just whatever, you know. Life in the pandemic, I got to have a background. Do I have to? I don't know. I can't even remember why I got it in the first place. I think you guys were making fun of how messy it was behind me. Looks like a junkyard.
You're always making fun of everybody else's
you're
background,
tripping.
Actually.
That room looked fine, and I liked it even better when John was just sitting back there randomly.
Right,
I
he would sit neat. Back there on the couch. Whenever we'd have technical difficulties, I'd drag him out of the bedroom.
Thing. That
thing's funny though when John is in the background because you can't see him, and then she'll say something and he'll go, "That's not true."
it's a
where do you come
back
from?
Look
what
at
do you
that.
Mean it's a mess
total,
back there?
Look,
what have you been doing?
Well, work. We're hanging all these things up in here. There's all the sound abatement stuff. And look, there's like a basket. I mean, honestly, it's there. Enjoy. I'll actually
big
be
part.
Glad to not have to worry about that today. Maybe I'll bring back the thing tomorrow.
I
can breathe. This is amazing.
So did you guys get snow or what?
At our house? No, we didn't get any snow. Why did you get
a lot of places got snow?
Yeah, no, it was cold, noticeably colder than it has been, but yeah, I didn't get any snow. Maybe the top of Tam did. Why, did you get some snow?
Yeah, Santa Cruz Mountains got snow.
At your house, you got snow?
I didn't get any because I'm not up in the mountains, but areas around here, I don't know what the elevation is, 3,000, whatever it is,
right.
They got snow. And there were definitely places in Marin and was it Santa Rosa? It came out down on the ground, and there was hail a lot of places.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we got a nice storm. And looking at snowfall, let me see.
Yeah, 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 because it's nice and cold. We need all the snow.
No, they haven't put up the new. God, they're so slow with that.
Well, anyway, they have to decide on what number they're going to pick. I really feel like the ski resorts are in cahoots. Like, yeah, yeah, let's tell them we got 9 feet of new snow. I'm like, I don't know. The weather report says 6 inches, but we're buried in it. Bro, it's epic. You got to get up here.
They're all listing March 9th is the last time they updated their snowfall.
Oh, really? Waiting to find out, I guess.
But I'm sure they got some because the storm was substantial, so that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Forget it. I'm going to get lost in nonsense.
It's fine.
Hopefully the resort's got good snow and it'll improve spring skiing. I know my buddy Peter's up there with his family. They go because they have a cabin. Remember when you had that?
I do.
They go a lot, especially because now the kids are doing their school from computers, so they can...
Oh, are they staying up there, like, taking extra time?
For a week, yeah.
That's so great.
A week at a time.
I've never so acutely felt the loss of the cabin we used to have up there as I have this year when we could have been there the whole year. I'm sure Tahoe's like, can you guys all just go home, please? But anybody with the house is like, let's go.
And we don't always get to the text or every text, that's for sure. But someone wrote in, I think it was this week, that we just closed on our place in Tahoe. And you see that.
Like, yep.
It's a pretty prime spot if year-round, really, if you don't have to be in the city.
If you've got a decent internet connection and you can do your work from Tahoe, why wouldn't you? I constantly browse real estate. I'm just into it. I like it. I love looking at pictures of houses and, I send John the good ones. So I started looking up in Tahoe. I'm like, we made a horrible mistake and sold that place. I'm like, I wonder what's available. And the crappiest thing is twice what it normally would be. Like everyone who wanted to sell we'll sell in the next few years. They're like, this is the year to sell. The house next door just went for $2.5 million and it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath shell.
You guys had a freaking diamond, too.
We had a beautiful house, yeah. It was nice. It was small, and it was sort of just right for us.
It wasn't small.
It was small. It was like...
I was there.
Yeah, it was like 1,800 square feet, and, bedrooms were little.
It's a second home. You don't get a second home as
Yeah,
the
it was
size.
Small. The problem with it was that whenever we would go up there, all our friends would want to come up, too, and it was just like, you're walking through like a crowd of people, and you're little...
Well, you have to learn to... Point Say at no. Motel 6, right?
Right.
And be down the
whole point is they're going to stay with us. We're going to do popcorn and watch a movie.
You're saying it's small for multiple families to stay
It's small if it's more than just your immediate family, it's small. Like, right. And I don't know what it was, but, cabins, no insulation between the floors. Like, if you sat quietly in the living room, you could overhear a whispered conversation upstairs. I would sit and listen to people talking. Like, hope they don't say anything bad about me. Because I can hear everything they're saying.
Well, why don't you not?
I did. I would say to them, by the way, everyone knows, the walls and the floors in this place are paper thin. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, I'm going to be able to hear you. So if you're going to say something bad, say it on the way home in your car, because I don't want to hear it. It was just hard. The kids would wake up at the crack of dawn, be running all around the house. Whole house is shaking. Boo-hoo. My second house was so loud. But I definitely wish we had it this year because that would have been awesome. And the skiing, if you do go up there and ski because
what
of all the protocol. I don't know. What happened?
What just happened?
What happened?
Can you hear us? What's going on?
I don't hear Sarah anymore at all.
Oh,
Sarah, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, Vinny just cut out. That's
I hear
there
Vinny.
You are.
It's fixed.
Oh, you know what? Your mic cut out. Did your mic fall out?
Could you hear us, though?
Anything.
I heard what? Everybody on this
no,
side.
No, I didn't hear you guys at all. That's
oh,
what
we
saying.
Can hear you. Yeah, there was.
Oh, you but, heard me say yeah. I don't hear anything?
I don't. What happened? What just happened?
We heard what just happened, and I heard kind of a click, a static sound, so I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear that either.
Boy. I guess I was busy talking.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't. I can't even remember.
I think you were talking about your nipples. Well,
right, yes, yeah. They. You know, when it's cold out, things happen. It's, you know, what is it? What yourself. Is this? The secret show? What is
I
this?
I don't know. Is it?
It might be.
Let's get crazy. What do you want to talk about?
All right, be careful. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It isn't actually the secret show, but wouldn't it be nice if the secret show came back?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Secret show. That
yeah, that'd
thing.
Be fun.
Yeah, if you're a newer listener, maybe you don't know about the secret show. It was a podcast we did for 10 years in a row.
It's filthy.
It is actually filthy. Like there's a, and it's also, it's not filthy.
Sometimes
too.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, mostly though, mostly filthy. You know, I want to give it a total. I think we used to say if you're prude, it's just not for you. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of that was we could swear the whole time. You know, we just, you could talk like a normal person.
Even
you didn't have to say.
Right.
When Entercom took over, they were like, you don't have to bleep it because we used to swear all the time and bleep it. Now it's
I know.
Like,
right. Swear and bleep it.
Let them fly. Right. Like, yeah. Whoa.
They were like, no, we don't care. Don't you don't have to do that. So like the next day we didn't have to. So we have years and years of archived secret shows that are all bleeped. Did we ever think about going back and unbleeping those? That'd be easy, right?
I thought you had two versions of them.
We thought we did too, Vin. There were some issues with a certain hard drive that is unavailable to us. I'm not sure how.
No,
to say
I think
it.
I think the previous producer would save only the edited versions of it. That's what
okay,
happened.
Right. And then when you and I started, when you came on, Bryn, we said, "What? He's only saving the edited version?"
Well, no, actually, I was there when you found out and you told him, "Why aren't you saving the other one?" And that was really awkward.
Oh.
Because I was learning, and I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Oh, Sarah's a real bitch, huh?
Well, she's mean.
I'm not mean. I just
I'm kidding.
Say
you're
what
not
I need.
The point is to save the original
right.
version.
I'm like, why would we archive the one that,
you can't
right.
unbleep a bleeped version. That's stupid.
Yeah. Anyway.
I won't ask who that was. I'll just
you know
that.
Exactly who it was.
So, I'm not sure I do.
You do. It was the tall guy.
Oh,
so,
okay.
All right, now.
Yeah,
you guys are so conspicuous.
Well, I mean, I really didn't know, and I actually that's unfortunate.
No, the other producer of it just lost the shows completely. I mean, that was what she did.
That's how
she learned,
though, right?
She didn't last long. Like, I'm sorry, what? You're telling me the hour we just recorded wasn't recorded? Okay,
right.
So anyway, that might come
back. That show went through quite a bit of. Transitioned and mm-hmm. and certainly it started to wear everyone out, and so I look forward to hopefully someday restarting it with a newer and fresher attitude. Right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, and I can't wait for Nicole to lie more. Hopefully she tells the truth for once.
We'll see.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was weird when people on the staff would go, "Oh, I'm busy today. I can't do that." And we'd be like, "What? That's what we're."
What are you talking about? We're doing that.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing today. You're on the show.
We're doing that. That's what we do.
No, I scheduled a meeting for 10:15. No, I might be able to join after that or before.
Yeah, that was that started like, to get
wait,
really
hold on.
Depressing.
Well, the reason we started doing it was they wanted to try playing music at 9 o'clock. Like we would usher in the workday. You know, Sarah and Vinny, and then the music would start. And so they kind of took the 9 o'clock hour where you guys can be done at 9. We're like, but we're not done at 9. we're like, let's do this other thing. And then it became wildly successful. It was actually a pretty good podcast. So there is some talk. I mean, look, no promises, but isn't there like a secret show fan page or something too?
There is
all these.
Page,
yeah, you invited me to that on.
Yeah,
Facebook,
yeah.
And I was
okay.
Like, okay,
let me see what the title of it
I'll
is.
I'll accept it.
Oh, so you're a member now too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah and Vinny, Secret Show page unofficial.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the LG Looking Glass unofficial page.
Yeah. Yep.
What else I learned from a listener was that there is a group chat within that community that always talk. It's not on any a public platform. They're just, they're there for like support, and they've created a community of friends that chat. And they were the original LG crew. So they invited each other to this big group.
Oh.
And yeah. So Maria actually told me about this, and I guess she
had this. We can't have access to this, is that?
I think we should be able to. I mean, they met through us.
They're private talk.
We're knocking at the door of a club established in our behalf, but we can't get in.
Do you think we could come in? You know, actually, people said, I posted something like, oh my God, I didn't know you guys were here. Hello, whatever. And they're like, uh-oh, now we got to stop talking about this or that. I'm like, no, you don't. That's a, I guess maybe it's. It's like mom just showed up.
Oh, right. I see. Well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right. I was very pleased to see that those people were out there. I'm like, I had no idea.
No, all it's awesome and flattering and really cool. Pages. I mean, I've never had less time, so I can't even consider, you know, even having a look. I'm just too busy. But I, you know. These kids will grow at some point,
busiest
right?
Guy I know. Yes, they and school will reopen again at some point. It will reopen, Vinny. It will reopen. It will.
Well, we're it's happening. The youngest one, unfortunately, because of this year, has not benefited from one of our favorite people on the planet. This lady Sue, who basically helped raise our first kid, and she's the child care person that we used for a couple of years.
Yeah.
My second kid hasn't benefited from her at all, unfortunately. She hasn't been able... She started to go, and then it was over, and now she's...
Is Sue going to come back, or is she doing other things?
We don't know.
Now?
I mean, I think she's working on getting her vaccines, so, you know, that's... Yeah. We hope so, but really, she's not sure whether how many people she can take, who she can take. She going to take us and not others?
Right.
That's not really enough. You know what I mean? So it's a... It's a cluster.
Would you pay a little more to have fewer children there?
I would, yeah. We need help. Yeah. Oh, my God. Right, Brent?
Sue will pay you the equivalent of three children.
Yeah, help is
really, you can just get the other one.
Really necessary. So, yeah. But the thing is, so my youngest had all these friends she grew up with because of going to Sue's.
There were you mean your eldest? Kids.
Did I say youngest? Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kids she grew up with are still her friends. They've all went from Sue's to preschool to school together now.
Aww.
My youngest doesn't have any friends.
Aww.
She doesn't even know what a friend is. She's been trapped in the house with mom and dad, so she doesn't.
You're her only friends. That's actually
horrifying. She's constantly
like
looking at her sister going, you want to play with me? And sister's not down. So dad does it.
Yeah. Lucky.
I know.
Oh, look, this year, as hard as it's been, you're going to be so close to those girls because of it. And you would have been anyway, but it is like a year of real access to you that they wouldn't have otherwise had.
That's very true.
And then school will start up.
Well, that's
again.
Back to your point, which is school will start and she'll end up going to the little preschool when she's three. So she's, I don't even know if Sue doesn't come back in the next couple months, she'll never get to go to Sue.
Because your daughter's going to be three this August.
That's right.
Oh, that's
right. She'll start preschool.
God, this year.
In the fall.
I could picture Edie outside of the door knocking, asking
Isla. Yeah.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm too old for you.
You know what's funny? I mean, not to just sit here and talk about kids, but the oldest one always is the one that ends up hurt and crying.
She's such a delicate flower. She had no adversity in her life at all until that other kid came along.
An old baby's just so strong.
She's just rough.
Oh boy.
She jumped off the couch and swung on the oldest kid's hair. She grabbed the kid's hair and jumped off the couch
like Tarzan.
Oh my God.
Pulled the kid right out of her seat and onto the floor.
That's
and we
terrible.
Were just like, oh my God. She just used her hair like a
begins.
Vine. She's an absolute Tarzana.
Hulk baby. Oh, by the way, that's one of the hashtags that everybody uses on the Sarah, unofficial Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, Hulk baby?
Yeah, hashtag Hulk baby is one of the big tags on there. I was like, oh, look at that. Imagine that. All right, we're late. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to start with that with this ESPN story, Vinny.
Oh.
That I don't know if you've seen this yet, but holy, flattened like a pancake. Oh my God. So we'll start with that, and we'll put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Maybe actually we should throw that up now so that people will have seen it by the time.
I don't know what you're talking about at
you're
all.
You're going to, honestly, I watched it like five times because you're just like, is that guy dead? He's not. Don't worry.
We'll show you the video.
Yeah, we'll show you the video. We'll do it after this. KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show, we'll be right
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.